it's like they want you to be like the token fat girl.
Negative, again, negative comments on her body image. Like, you guys are wrong.
Who has negative things to say?
Like, oh, mean people on like mean social
because
media.
Because she lost weight?
Yeah. And she looks good.
I'm glad that you bring this up because this is a big problem these days. Like, yes. It's like the opposite. It's like body shaming in reverse.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Nobody you know. That's right. Welcome to the Nobody You Know podcast. They might not be famous, but they certainly have a lot to say. Join Ash, Espy, Emmy, and Gus as they discuss everything from celebrity gossip, trends, pop culture, hit movies and TV shows, social media, and even some juicy personal life experiences and opinions. Now, let's get into today's episode.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our second episode of Nobody You Know podcast, brought to you by your four favorite friends.
All right, so in this podcast, what are we going to be talking about? What are the topics?
Well, there's a lot of social activity that happened this past weekend.
Paris Hilton got married. What else?
Well, let's start off with that. Paris Hilton getting married. We thought we'd never see the day, but homegirl got a ring.
Right? She locked it down. Hasn't she been engaged multiple times?
She has.
Who is she married? Like, I have no idea any of these.
That's exactly the point. Who?
I have no idea.
I couldn't tell you who she got married to, but her dress, though. And we saw pictures.
I love it that you guys don't know who she got married to.
I mean, I don't pay attention to that.
Right?
No, I mean, I don't know.
I just saw the wedding dress, and I said, wow, that's beautiful. Mm-hmm. She just looked gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. Where did they get married? I love it. These people.
Jeez. You're putting us on the spot.
Exposing us here. I couldn't tell you, but I know that she has a full lot of celebrity friends mm-hmm. that she invited her, which was nice to see her and Nicole Richie
back together.
I know they had some like drama in the past, mm-hmm. but to see them together.
Was Kardashian there? Kim?
Yes, Kim Kardashian. Okay. She was there.
Was she with Pete Davidson?
Oh, now that's a juicy.
Was she juicy or not?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I think we would have.
Because I think that would be like a breaking
news.
What about
was Britney Spears there?
Britney Spears.
Was Britney there? Yeah. That's. I mean.
Maybe she's not fully free yet.
She is free now.
She is.
It was a bad joke. Also, speaking of weddings, did you guys see that thing about, was it Kendall Jenner or the other one? Who wore the, like, cutout dress to someone's wedding. It was, like, literally, like, a string.
Kendall to one of her and, like, Haley's friends. Yeah, she wore that, like, thing.
And, like, when I saw the photo of that, I was like, dear Lord, child. Yeah. Like, don't wear that to someone's wedding.
I mean,
like,
she has the bod for it. Like, her body.
No, of course. Like, she looked amazing, but, like, I would never wear that to someone's wedding. Like, would your husband even marry you? Like, looking out in the audience, seeing that? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, there was definitely.
It was very inappropriate.
Yeah.
There was definitely.
It's scandalous.
Conversations about, like. Would you wear that to a wedding? Like, are you outshining the bride? Are you mm-hmm. taking attention away from the bride? Because it's not your day. It's mm-hmm. the bride and the groom's day. So that was.
And that's a little bit. I always think some brides are like divas about like, oh, someone can't look prettier than me. But this is more about like someone looking more sexual than you.
Yeah,
I mean, that's a little weird. Yeah.
Right. Very true. Very true.
It's weird.
It is.
His name is Carter Rome.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
And they got married in L.A.
So what does he do?
I have no idea. I don't have time to read the full article.
Well, hopefully she made him sign a prenup.
I'm sure he's pretty rich as well.
Yeah.
I don't think these people just marry a normal.
Just anybody.
A regular schmegular.
Yeah.
Well, it gotta be somebody that is.
I mean, not to go back to the Britney thing again, but her fiance is not loaded or anything.
Well, but let's talk about Britney because she's free this week. She's like, free. Finally, like, free.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So.
It is so crazy to think that someone so successful as Britney mm-hmm. has had to go through such a hard personal life mm-hmm. with her family, which is so devastating to hear because professionally so successful, but behind closed doors is a whole nother trauma there, which whole is so life. So upsetting to mm-hmm. hear, and to see her finally have that courage or have that power to take on her life with her like with her own on her own is mm-hmm. is empowering for her, which is great, which mm-hmm. is great.
A little too late, you yeah. know, because it already took the best years for her,
right? True.
You know what I mean? Because yeah. I know hopefully she's going to come out and release new music and be here and all of that, but at the right. same time, you know, she knows that there is all these new people that come out mm-hmm. and like she's not the top anymore,
right? And that's the thing about this industry, like it's like it's always new faces. New people. There's a the competition's mm-hmm. always high, and it's like that's the industry. That's
the industry. People are so intrigued by her, and like she has such as her fans have proven by the Free Britney movement. I think it doesn't matter. She's like Madonna. Like if she comes out with something at 40, 50, even 60, people are gonna
be like, right.
like they're just curious and fascinated by her. The one thing that I was always thinking about with the whole. Her rights like being taken away like that, I just always think about like would this have happened if she was a dude? Like I really think mm-hmm. so. Like that mm-hmm. you've heard of many famous men who have mm-hmm. had like mental breakdowns and nobody took their money away from them.
Nobody mm-hmm. and nobody will.
And it's to me, I've always thought that that was the most disturbing thing about it. And you know, I'm not saying that like she maybe hasn't struggled with some types of mental illness. A lot of people have, like, it's totally normal. But I think what's so wrong about her situation is that if you're, you know, mentally capable enough to, like, put on performances and make millions of dollars, then you should be able to be in charge of your own money.
Own money, yeah.
At the same time, you know, like, anybody will have gone crazy going with the amount of things that she went through.
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine being that famous without social media and all of this and already having somebody 24/7 trying to take a picture of you because it's worth $1 million?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. It's
absolutely.
Insane. Like, they wanted to see her just pee or somewhere, you know, like whatever she did. Mm-hmm. That will be, of course, you're going to be crazy.
Yeah. Of course, you can't blame her.
Feel like somebody's following you. I mean, you know, like, can you imagine you going into your car and feeling that somebody's going to rape you or something?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like,
that's somebody so traumatizing.
That's
absolutely.
I don't blame her to going crazy or whatever she did, you know, like.
That's what's so interesting about the Paris Hilton thing and her is that, like, they literally, I mean, Paris Hilton in her documentary or something, basically she said, like, I invented social media.
Right,
like,
right.
And
right.
It's because, like, she was the era where mm-hmm. the paparazzi did follow you everywhere because there wasn't the social media.
There wasn't social media.
Exactly. So, her and Britney, they just, photographers literally following them into
around.
Bathrooms.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. And it is so sad because at the end of the day, they are regular people. They mm-hmm. are that want to go home to their private life and raise a family and just like have a regular private life. And it's like, that's what people tend to forget. They're just regular people. They do what they do because they love it and they're good at it. But at the end of the day, they just want to go home and just relax and not have a camera literally following them. So it's sad to see her how that erupted the way it did.
Mm-hmm. So maybe it's just like a good example of how like when people become that famous, and even if they're not that famous, maybe they shouldn't have like their parents be their managers and whatnot. Right. Like it just seems like their parents don't know what they're doing.
Not if you're a Kardashian.
I was just going to say that. Don't tell Kris Jenner that.
That's true. But, like, who else? Like, Jessica Simpson's dad, like, totally screwed her over.
There's been countless. Ariel, I think Winter's her last name, from Modern Family. Her mother, they had a very big fallout, too.
That's true.
So sometimes family and business do not go hand in hand.
Not
for some people, it works. For some, it does not. Mm-hmm. So
Or maybe they need to have a contract, you know, like being like, I wanted you to be my manager because you know me better than anybody. But at the same time, I want to have these separation, these clauses where, you know,
we
cannot take this in charge. We cannot do this. I mean, I don't know. At the same time, right now, the industry is going to change again with the crypto and the NFTs.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know,
we'll get to that in another place.
No, but you know, like, that's gonna make a whole new level of things for new artists and new people, you know, because those of them are not going to need a record label either. Mm-hmm. Oh. So they could just do it with their family as well or without their family. I don't know.
That opens a whole new world.
I feel like the record labels will find a way to get on it.
I mean, I don't know if you saw the news, but Timberland, he's going to release like an NFT band, something with the apes. Like one of the apes are very famous right now, like one of the biggest NFTs. Mm-hmm. So he's going to release with four NFTs, a new band, all in crypto and all of these things.
Oh,
so
it's,
they're already going right there for a record label for NFTs. Yeah.
Wow. You know, well, we'll stay in tune for that. Yeah. That's very interesting. Very interesting.
What was the next topic? All right, let's see.
We had mentioned something about Lindsay Lohan making a, I think it's like a Hallmark movie or like some type of holiday movie.
Christmas?
Some type of holiday movie.
Perfect for us.
Perfect for us since we love Christmas so much. If you haven't heard our first podcast, we talked about Christmas in our first podcast. So check that out.
Yeah, this is our second episode.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, so exciting, you know? Like, finally, this is happening. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So please don't forget to rate us.
Speaking about families, Lindsay Lohan and her parents have had a tremendous
fallout and
experience of her growing up in the spotlight.
I never heard about that.
Yeah, such a talented, again, another talented artist, being brought up in Hollywood at a young age, and she's had a whole lot of trauma with her parents as well, with her family, which is also very sad because you see Lindsay Lohan, you think of The Parent Trap, you think of all the wonderful projects she's done. And so that's another one too, which is, it's nice to see her back again in the business and back again doing her thing that she does very well at, which is acting. So
I saw a picture. I didn't see a picture. I saw like a headline saying something like she looked weird, like she looked different. And I don't know if it's because she had too many plastic surgeries. Like I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I didn't read the full article. I didn't see it because I was like, you know, I don't want to get my head into like bad things. I don't know why people wanted to downplay them, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I think it is because when a movie star especially becomes famous,
I mean, that's what
part
sells.
Of it is their face is what their people fall in love with. Mm-hmm. And so, like, when they come back, like, I think society is more forgiving, I mean, maybe not towards women as much as men, but, like, for aging, as long as you still kind of look like yourself, I think it's when people come and they look like a completely different person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a little bit disturbing. Like, I know Meg Ryan, like, I don't know if you guys know her.
Mm-mm.
She's more like an older generation, like probably my mom's generation or mine. But she's so cute. She's in that movie You Got Mail and a lot of those. I don't know. Anyways, she got a couple things done, like her nose, her whatever, and she ended up looking completely different, and then everyone was like really upset about it. Same thing with the girl in Dirty Dancing. She got a nose job, and her career was like over because people were like, who are you? We don't recognize you.
I guess the audience gets so used to one particular face. Appearance and face that they fall in love with that and that only, and so once you do one change, that's it. It's like it's either a positive thing or a very, very negative thing. Yes. It could either go either way.
It can go either way. That's so sad. At the same time, because if you have the courage to change something on you, that means you didn't like it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not because somebody forced it on you.
Mm-hmm. True.
Because nobody's going to force you to do a plastic surgery. And if they do, you really not need to check yourself and your self-esteem and all of that.
Yeah.
But most likely, you don't like it either. So if you're doing it, it's because you want to feel better and to have the world react to you. Like, I hate you because you changed yourself. You are not truly you.
That's so negative.
Because, you know, like, that little change might make you feel, like, truly her.
Even though
if it's something that you don't like.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to learn to accept that.
Yeah.
Even if you are no pro or con surgery.
We apologize. There's an ambulance going by. We apologize for that.
It's not
for
us. I think that's totally true. I do sometimes think when you're in the industry, though, that you do feel like a certain element of pressure. Like, you probably think, oh, if I fix my crooked nose, I'll get more jobs or something. And then you don't realize, like, oh, maybe your nose is what was getting you the jobs. But I get what you're saying. It's, you know, it's really sad. And, like, we feel like we're under the microscope just as normal people, so I can't imagine what it feels like to be
under pressure
like on that. Your like an uber yeah. magnifying glass.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, either way, if you get the job done or not, I think it's important that we empower each other and mm-hmm. support each other, whichever decision we end up doing. And I think that especially now with social media, it's so tempting and it's so crazy. You see posts and you see stories and it's like the girl next to you got a BBL and the other girl next to you got a new job, a new nose. It's like, it's a constant, like, which is fine. It's fine. It's great. Do what makes you happy, but do it for you and not for the people around you. And I think that's where people get very confused. Yeah. Are you doing it for you or are you just doing it to blend in with society?
To join in.
Yeah. And so
to be another one.
If you're happy with it, then flaunt it, work with it, but don't be doing it for other people.
Yeah, it also really, really, really annoys me when people like get complimented for something that's clearly not natural, and then they're like, "I was born like this. I've never like when a 50-something-year-old person is like, I've never done Botox. My skin is soft like a baby's
Good night.
I'm like, no, girl, you were not born with that.
On the contrary, like you say, flaunt it. Like, just say, own it. Like, yeah, I got it done, and it looks great. Thank you.
And I think people actually appreciate the honesty these days. Yeah. Like, it's when the people are like, oh, I use this skin product, and this is why I have zero wrinkles at age 60. No one believes you, and no one likes you for lying about it. So stop doing it.
Like, be honest. Like, there is nothing wrong with it.
There's nothing wrong with it.
I just don't like it when people accept compliments for things that they...
No, it's not true.
Yeah.
But other than that, just be real with, just be honest.
Or when they try to make money off of unsuspecting people, like, I don't really know why people could be so dumb, but like when you see, you know, celebrities or whatever that are like, buy my skincare line.
Yeah.
Like, I've never done
You know, they've never even touched that.
Fillers, that's another thing.
Yeah.
That's another one that gets to me.
Don't take like poor people's money that doesn't know any better.
That's dirty.
Yes. Yeah. They are. Is the celebrity, but also is the person who is hiring them to do the job. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, that doesn't mean, not because you put a face of a celebrity, it means that they are using that product. It doesn't mean that you're selling the right thing. So the person who's doing the marketing is the one who's wrong. Because you should be
But they also know when they're saying, memorizing their lines, and they're like, I wash my hair every day with Herbal Essences. Yeah. I'm like, No, you don't.
Totally.
Let's be honest.
But you know, but at the same time,
you probably wash your hair in
bottled
water.
That person is there to make money.
Ireland.
You know? Right.
They're there to make money, so they don't... Yeah.
At the end of the day, it's the dollar sign.
Keeps
the bills going.
So I cannot blame the celebrity for doing it. Because if somebody's going to ask me to do a 3 campaign for $1 million, I'm going to be like, this is the 3 I used since I was 5 years old.
You're going to butter it up.
Because they're paying me for doing it. It's probably something that is so easy that I'm like, you know. Okay.
Like, what's the one with the, is it Vanessa Hudgens that we keep seeing?
Oh, we yeah.
And
we
it's like, for like a thing, yes. I'm sorry, no. She's like, this is what keeps me going as an actress. Well, something like that. And then it's like, side effects are sudden death, stroke.
And she's like running. Like,
vaginal bleeding.
Like, all this stuff. It's like, may never have a child, birth defects, like... Yeah. Hormonal and back, like the list goes on and on. I doubt she.
No,
half of the commercial is saying the side effects. It's insane.
It's insane.
Like,
yeah.
This is the birth control that all actresses use. I'm like, wow, that's a big statement. Like, I hope not.
What are y'all doing?
But all I know is they must have paid her shit ton of money, because not only is she talking about like her sex life, basically. Yeah. Probably.
Right.
And then it also has all these bad side effects. So I'm like, wow, she must be getting a lot of money for this. But I like Vanessa Hudgens, especially in her holiday movies.
Yeah. We love her. Love her.
So make sure you check out those.
Netflix. Netflix. I think it's the Christmas... No, I don't know what it is.
Christmas Prince or something.
Yeah, Christmas Present. I don't know what it is, but it's on Netflix. It's just going to release the third one this season.
I know,
so
it's hilarious. It's like the cheesiest
thing ever.
Like,
so
we have to watch
fairy tales. It's like she falls in love with a prince.
With a prince in a random European country that nobody knows about.
Everything that you dream of when you're 12.
And no, she has a twin.
Oh, yeah.
So the queen, or whatever, the queen or princess, is her, you know, it's her twin. But they don't know that they're not related.
Okay.
They just look alike.
Of course,
you know?
They look identical, but they're not really actually real-life twins.
And
it's like the worst plot.
Yes, and the same thing is like, so, of course, she wanted to be a princess, and the princess wanted to be a regular girl.
Of course.
So they switch.
Said no one ever.
All these things, but...
Wait, now I have to watch it.
No, we have to know.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when Meghan Markle says she doesn't want to be a princess. Bullshit. Oh, she wants to be a princess.
Oh,
so
dear.
Hard.
Well, that's for another podcast, Meghan
Markle.
Yeah,
we'll do a... Stay tuned for Royals podcast.
Royals podcast. Oh, dear. That's a whole nother
ballgame.
Only if
we can dress up as royalty for it.
Can you imagine? Have some tea.
Yes. I'm going to put some whiskey in mine.
To make it spicy.
Make it spicy. I don't know if that's what you put in tea.
Yeah. Yeah. What was the other thing? I don't know why that makes me think of Adele. She's going to release her album pretty soon, probably the day this podcast comes. No.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
2 weeks before.
Mm-hmm.
So the album is out.
If you haven't listen to it now.
I'm ready.
I'm so excited.
Who doesn't love Adele? I mean,
she looked good.
She looks so good. For anyone that's like negative, again, negative comments on her body image, like, you guys
who
are
has
wrong.
Negative things?
Like,
mean people on
like
social
people
because
like,
she lost weight.
Yeah. And she looks good.
I'm glad you bring this up because this is a big problem these days. Like,
yes.
It's like the opposite. It's like body shaming in reverse.
In reverse.
Yeah.
Because it's like, what's wrong with wanting to be healthy?
Healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I don't understand.
Like, she's not getting skinnier because she wants to be skinny. She's getting skinnier because she wants to be
healthy.
She wants to live
like,
more years.
Yeah.
She wants to be able to do more.
Yeah.
You know,
and I don't think she's saying like, oh, you can't be curvy. You can't be
no.
big. She's just saying for her own personal reason, she wants
you
to
wanna
be healthy.
You want to be healthy. Like, that's you know, being obese is an illness.
Right.
As everything else.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it's not like you're wrong to want to be fat. No, if you want to be it. But you know that comes with illnesses.
Right.
You're probably more
down
likely to die sooner.
Right.
So what's wrong with, someone wanting to live longer?
To live longer and be healthier.
Exactly.
To not to have a life
where
they can go get up, drink water, go and play with their kids and no dying
exactly.
or just having a heart attack.
Right.
Absolutely.
I see nothing wrong with it.
And
she looks great.
She looks so good.
Rebel Wilson. People are giving her crap too.
Oh, no, yes.
And
I don't know. I guess it's just like, first of all, the audience is just so mean, but at the same time, that like, they don't like change. They don't like to accept the change, which is, which it's a good change. It's not a bad change. It's I don't understand.
And it's also
I don't understand.
Neither one of them did it overnight.
It took them
a year or more to like get to where
and what
they
more
are.
Inspiring than doing it naturally, like losing weight naturally.
Mm-hmm.
Like what more inspiring than
that?
Like putting in the work.
Mm-hmm.
Putting
like
in the work. Yeah, like
right.
that's so inspiring to me. Like doing it naturally and not just like taking the easy route. Oh, because I have.
I'm just
going to
have surgery and then gain it all over again.
Exactly.
Yeah, because I think that doesn't inspire people to do it healthy. Then they feel like they have to have, like, loads of money.
Millions.
Or they're going to do it this really unhealthy way.
Yeah.
Like, I just have so much respect for her and Rebel. And I think another person who was also experiencing the same thing was... what's her name? The Raven girl. That's a Raven. What's her
Raven
name?
Simone.
Oh,
really?
Yeah,
Raven
Simone? Like she also has lost a lot of weight in the recent times, and like she has talked about how she's gotten a lot of like crap for it, because people are like, "Oh, we like you big," like da da da, and she's like, "I want to live longer. My doctor told me I was dangerous." Like,
right.
You know?
No, literally.
Like,
hello. Yeah.
Why can't people just accept? It's like they want you to be like the token fat girl. Like, I think that's how probably Rebel Wilson, because she was like, what was her character name? Fat Amy, right?
Yeah, literally.
I don't think they want to be identified that way any more than anyone else wants to be, identified.
Right. And that doesn't make them any less of an actress, singer, performer. That doesn't make them any less of that. So.
Well, and it clearly didn't affect Adele's voice.
For nothing in the world.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, anyways, I thought that was really interesting. Her music video is like the bomb.com.
I can't wait for the full album, which is out now.
Yes. So well done. Her concert when she goes on tour is going to be
it got sold out in like...
Probably like 2 seconds.
2 seconds, probably.
Yeah.
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 I mean, if I was in London, I would have bought it too.
Yeah. Yeah. Very true. 1,000%.
If you made it on the computer in 2 seconds. you had the $600 for the nosebleed
probably
section.
Probably was there, yeah. Clicking the button. Like.
You're very good at clicking buttons. He's practiced, you guys.
Buying yeah. NFTs.
Every day he's like, can I have $200? Can I have $600? Can I have $1,500? I'm like, babe, if I have money to give you,
I will. I'm going to link down there my wallet. If you want to send me.
Yeah. Cash out me.
Cash out.
No, my NFT wallet. So like, yeah. You guys can send me crypto. I don't want regular cash. Crypto.
Oh
send
my
me
goodness.
The NFTs.
Oh my
God. Thank you so much. Love you guys.
Oh wow.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
I love it.
We know. We know. We know.
So yeah. Anyways, I think this is probably good for today. So thank you so much guys for watching and thank you so much for listening.
Thank you.
If you are listening in any platform, don't forget to rate us.
Rate us high.
Rate us, like us, follow us on all our social media platforms. Give us some comments on what you think we should talk about next. Yeah. Yes. We love that.
If you want to get in touch with us, you can also email us at nobodyyouknow@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
So yes. Don't forget to, if you want to maybe give us a topic or, you know, like maybe you want a story of your family, like what is the family like in December?
Yeah.
I don't know. So
yeah, exactly.
Let
exactly.
us know.
Please
us
comment,
know.
Let us know. And thank you so much for listening.
Thank you for joining
us.
Thank you. Until the next time.
Bye.
Thanks for listening, guys and gals. This was Nobody You Know. Literally. Remember to hit like and subscribe and leave us a comment. Have a question for the guys or a topic you'd love them to discuss? Get in touch. You can find us on all socials @nobodyyouknow_podcast. See you next time.